You found Overflow today again, and author Tim Muehlhoff is with us again. Tim, are you ready for this?
I am. Let's get to it.
Hey, welcome back to Overflow Today, where we look at ways that the gospel can overflow from you to others.
Tim, in your book, you write about Christians being resident aliens. You write about Christians as counterpublics. What does all that mean?
A counterpublic is simply any minority group that is wanting to change the opinions of the majority group. We call that a counterpublic. So today you see a lot of counterpublics. Individuals interested in climate control would be considered a counterpublic. So as Christians, we definitely have a heritage of being a counterpublic. In the book Authentic Communication, I start that chapter with Wilberforce. Think about it. At the time that Wilberforce was arguing against the slave trade in England, when the whole economy was based on slave trade, he would literally be shouted down in Parliament. He was that much of a minority. And so we have to think long and hard, how do we work against prevailing beliefs and get people to change attitudes? Like one attitude would be, all paths lead to God. That it doesn't really matter the factual part of your belief. Your sincerity is what really carries the day. Well, we tend to be counterpublics to that by saying, yeah, but you know, is it possible that one religion could be the true religion, which really goes against the prevailing sense of tolerance we have today?
All religions are equal and valid paths going up the same mountain to the same God. What's a good way to respond to that?
Well, that's the dominant belief that people have, is that all paths simply go up to the same God, and you're just on a different path. Well, you know, that sounds fair on the surface. It sounds fair to all the religions, but I think actually that analogy is unfair, at least to Muslims. Muhammad said, I have the definitive revelation from Allah, the Quran, and the only way to get to Allah is through Islam. I think Christ would say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to the Father but through me. There are no other options. To make the mountain pass analogy work, you really have to do editing. You have to go back to Jesus and Muhammad, at least, and tone down what they're saying. So people, when they use the mountain pass analogy, they kind of take Jesus and Muhammad and make him Eastern in thinking. They kind of make him Buddhist. They kind of make him Hindus and saying that all religions are acceptable. And I would rather let Muhammad speak for himself, and I would rather let Jesus speak for himself. But we're very uncomfortable to let them speak for themselves. We feel like we need to tone down and make their words more tolerant.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.